Numbers 19, verse 18. Remember what we've talked about. Keep your finger in Numbers and go to 1 John 5.
What's that?
Is it some media whore meeting? Starting 1 John 4, verse 16. This is going to be a little bit hard to understand, but...
Is that for us or for average people?
But if I explain it real clearly...
For average people, it would be real easy to understand.
But for you dummies...
For stupid self, the SS troops...
What's good? We'll use that one.
The SS.
Spiritual SS.
The stupidest people.
We're God's experiment.
If it works for you, it'll work for anybody.
God doesn't like you, does he?
That's really the point.
That's how Oli came to that doctrine, God doesn't love you.
When we were speaking of leprosy in the past, I told you that leprosy and its understanding and love and its understanding are intimately connected. Because it's impossible for the leper to have the love that's steros, the self-love, the love of the flesh. And you can talk about all kinds of idyllic love and what you think love is, but until you know and have experienced your totality of leprosy, all of your thoughts and questions and opinions about love are based automatically on steros, self-love. And so there's no understanding. You can talk about love with, you love somebody, or you love this, or you love God. What you're talking about is really only that you love because of what they can do for you. In many ways, your love of God is based on that. Your love of, even here, the love that's sort of automatically flows. It's always, up to this point, it's been based on how it can benefit you. You understand? There's been a benefit of self ever and always connected with your thought processes regarding love. You know, I could teach for 10 years about how many different words there are for love and what they mean, and you know that you love your neighbor and all that kind of good stuff, but none of it has any power, any real understanding, until you see you're totally leprous. Now, 1 John 4. Verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Now, that phrase has totally lost its power in its English translation, because there are thousands and millions of people that speak, use their mouth opens, and they speak that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, nowhere in Scripture is the understanding of the article in Greek more important than in this fifth chapter of John, fourth and fifth chapter. There's more heresy taught on the basis of fourth and fifth John because they do not understand the word "the." In Greek, word "the" is a definite article, and it means only, exclusive, the only one. There is no, when that is written in that fashion, in that sentence, it means you agree and understand that Jesus Christ is the only Son of God. He is the only child of God. Now, when that is spoken in your understanding, when it's confessed, when you homologia, when you speak the same thing as God, then a mystery starts to take place. You will no longer be concerned with whether or not God loves you. All of your attention will no longer be concerned with activity. It will be concerned only with receptivity. No more activity. Activity becomes gone if you confess that Jesus is the Son of God. Because it automatically takes you out of the picture. You will never again be concerned with yourself. Never. It's impossible. If you understand that simple sentence, self-concern is impossible. You understand? So every time that there is a concern for you or yours, self, what you are doing, what is this? The subtlety of the evil one has tricked you into believing that you also are a son of God. Or a son of God's, or, you know, whatever. It's a blanket coverage of all situations. If you confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then that moment is the horizon between you and all concerns with your own self. Can you understand that? Be a little picture of it. You understand?
Well, it doesn't sound new. It sounds like this is pretty basic.
Well, we're at not the new stuff yet.
Yeah, and it's so basic, I'm trying to figure out, well, it must be something I don't understand.
You didn't catch the first time.
Jesus is the only Son of God, and we're not in the picture.
Yeah, but the reason I'm making this so... Well, you'll see why. Who just left?
The thing you said about other... What's the contrast to this?
The contrast is self-concern. The contrast is...
Well, it's like people are say that Jesus is the Son of God. Everybody says that.
But they and also believe that they are a child of God.
They and they're thinking about themselves.
Yeah, okay.
And so therefore they're concerned with self. They don't see that he completed the way.
It's
dual identity in their thinking.
Well, it's not even dual. I mean, they haven't even approached the possibility where duality is possible.
Okay. I think it's clearer when you when I think about it, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's like the life. We have the appearance of life, mm-hmm. but there's no life.
Yeah.
So he is the life, you know, that so that yeah. excludes everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so then your concerns, if you know that, you know he's your life, then your concerns have to dwell, they have to be gone. All right. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. That's a strange sentence. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. The love that God hath to us is the placing of a son. Now the reason that we are just about ready to cleanse the leper. And spiritually, at the cleansing of the leper, you will receive the adoption as sons. Remember what I talked to you about that. The word adoption has nothing to do.
Shut up, Muffin.
Muffins here?
Hello, dogs.
Some of your friends,
Ellis.
Pack of wild dogs.
The word adoption has nothing to do with the English meaning of this word. It comes from the rite that took place in a ceremony in all of the ancient places around the Mediterranean, in which, at the point in time in which the son reached the time appointed of the father. For some, it could have been as early as 14 or 15. For some, it didn't happen until they were 60 or 65. I mean, there's no relationship to anything, any performance. There's no relationship to any passing of time. It's only the time appointed of the Father. At that time, in the Roman cultures, it was called there's a name for it, but effectively it was the toga ceremony. In the Hebrew, it was another one. In every culture, and what it was, it's when the Father created a great celebration and gave the Son his signet ring, or his whatever mechanism for sealing that was possible. In the temple, what was happened is they gave the priests the keys. So that you then had the authority of the Father in your dealings with the world. That's what it means. Adoption means. Remember the word, it's huiothesios. It's the placement of a full, manifested son, ready for reproduction, with the full authority of the Father, ready for all gifts and whatever else is manifest. Now, this ceremony in the Spirit is directly related to your understanding of leprosy.
When you say the thing that's comes to mind, all authority, like the first thing that crossed my mind is only the apostles had full authority. Anything that's not, an apostle doesn't have full authority then. I mean, that's the way my mind has been working on this, and so it's saying that something is less and that it doesn't, you know, and I know it's worked a thing on me, and I understand. You know, I know or accept the, you know, the place where you and John are, you know, fully. But when you say this part of it, if it's not in that form, I can't hardly even relate to it.
It's a seed. Bad seed.
Yeah, it's a screwed up seed.
Somebody whacked off the end of his tail.
That's a little better.
It's like a rascal seed.
What's the smell?
West spring.
It's here. Oh, is that an arrow? Oh, yeah, that was a sperm cell attacking the seed. Fixing metaphors.
Sperm cell attacking the seed.
I don't see it. Forget that girl. Okay. Okay. And the reason all that came up is because of the statement, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. The word, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. We've known the love, but you haven't believed the love. Okay? God is love. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect. All that's been happening to you since the day you really, since the day you're born, but in terms of what we're about here, is your love has been being perfected. It's always been there. It's always been, only thing that's been going on is being tested. That's what perfected means, tested. Teleos. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. That's a mind-blowing concept. To have boldness on the day of judgment. It's unbelievable. Everybody else in the universe on the day of judgment
crawling under rocks.
Will be crawling into holes, bats with the bats in the caves, will be praying for rocks to fall upon them. But your heritage is to have boldness in the day of judgment, because your love has been perfected. Because as he is, so are we in this world. That's the rarest thing that a believer is able to say. As he is, not as he was, as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. None. Zero. But perfect love, or perfected love, casteth out all fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love, the word him isn't in the text. We love because he first loved us, isn't in the text. It has nothing to do with steros. It has nothing to do with the world's kind of love. We love as automatic as we've entered the day of the Lord. Because he first loved. As he is. Because we've entered the day of the Lord. The day that the Lord hath made, as John said, can finally begin. As he is, so are we. Because we believe that Jesus is the Christ. The only Son of God. Got it? Okay. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. That's the test. That's why we are gathered together. That's why the groups are as small. That's why the reason we do everything we do, to find out, to test, to perfect. It's the only reason there's relationships among people for us, is to perfect, to make sure that there's no remnant of hate left. What is hate? For us, hate isn't some stupid little deal. I want to get you.
hate is to withhold. Because if you're withholding, you're in a state of spiritual rebellion. You're not submitted one to another. Got it? If any man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Now comes the part that ties us all together. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. That's not an ought to. That is a natural condition. It's just like saying everyone that lives is alive.
Everyone that lives is a what?
Is alive.
Alive.
I mean, you understand? It's impossible for you not to love he who is begotten of the Father. It's not a should. It's not a deal where you begin to act and try to put on and try to accomplish the love. It is an undisputable, incontrovertible position. But this, by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. And remember, we obey, we hear under in every condition possible. There's no thing that can come upon you where you don't say, Father, I thank you, I see this, I know it. I hear you in this condition.
What's weird is that it's, I mean, they're always saying things backwards from the way you think it. Because
yeah.
You think, I mean, why would you even want to know that whether or not you love the children of God? Why would that even be a question? It seems like you would just know. You either knew you did or you knew you didn't.
It ties in.
But for some reason, the question is there, and the way you know it is by your love of God.
Yeah.
Somehow that.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
So keeping his commandments is the faith.
It's the faith.
Comes down to
it. And it's faith that worketh by love. For the rest of the world, the engine, the fuel for the engine of the world is leaven, all the different forms of leaven. For us, the fuel that worketh the engine of faith is love. Leaven and love are the two fuels that are running the world, running everything that are part of our lives.
And we love by spewing out the leaven and laying it down.
It's impossible.
All love by taking in love.
And it's impossible for the world to believe it. To think, is this the love of God? Where's the evidence of his presence? I gotta act. Alright. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? You see how rare that statement is? I mean, it doesn't have any power in the English. But you can feel it. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you will never, ever, ever once again try to justify yourself or any part of yourself in the flesh. You're manifest in the flesh, but justified only in the Spirit. You never, I mean, that sounds real religious, but it's the massive thing that of your life. Just as he was manifest in the flesh, but justified in the Spirit, so also are you. Okay. Now we come to the tie-in that ties all the stuff that we've studied for years and years together, hopefully. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. There are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth: the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. Again, as we've talked about before, we don't have to worry about the three in heaven agreeing in one. But in earth, when those three in you agree in one, then you have received the adoption. Then you are automatically given the keys to the kingdom. Now, the religious world has spent 1,000, 2,000 years studying the blood, or a little bit of the blood that's on the doorpost. We've studied the blood of the sacrifices. Now, this last little element that we're about to complete, we will have studied the water of the sacrifices and the water of the purification. And the three in earth agree in one: the Spirit, which isn't your business, the water and the blood. Look out, world. Because then you have plugged into the heavenly Matrona with the mother in earth. Can you sense a little bit of what I'm talking about? Now, you cannot have the water agreeing with the blood or the Spirit until you understand, empathize, fully experience your own leprosy.
Because to have water and blood in there means that you needed water and blood, and you need that when you're cleansed of. And you can't be cleansed unless you were unclean, and you can't be unclean unless you know that you were.
See, this has nothing to do with sin, as the world thinks of sin, or trespasses. And that's why this, I challenge any of you to do a commentary study in this section. Well, it was the water that came out of his side. No, it's the water in the birth sac. No, it's, well, it may be all those things, but that didn't do any damn good. It's the waters of purification that have to be seen in order that the blood and the Spirit and the water can agree in one in earth, and then in heaven they agree in, wow, you're the most powerful force in the universe. Nothing can touch you. But they cannot agree in one until you see your total leprous condition, and then until you hate the flesh. Till you come to the position where in the totality of your leprosy, there is no provision to fulfill the desires of the flesh. You make no advance planning. You see that the instant that comes into your mind is that raw flesh trying to show itself, and you revenge that disobedience instantly, and then you've brought every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Then you have cast down the high places and the imaginations and all the things that have been your fuel for your engine all of your life up till this point. You understand? Understand the seriousness now of taking thought for tomorrow? Do you understand that every single time your mind goes in a propensity of taking thought for tomorrow, of making provisions for the desires of the flesh, you have raw flesh has appeared in the Spirit on this totally leprous body, whack, and you are unclean automatically. Because now, spiritual standpoint, you unplug the plug. Because a three in heaven and a three in earth don't agree. It's a short. The only way to plug it back in. You can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. Guess what, folks? If I could have done this alone, you wouldn't be here. Because I would have had no desire to teach. Go back to Numbers.
You're saying it's impossible to do it alone?
It's impossible. Verse 19. Numbers 19. Now this is talking about the ashes of the red heifer, which is for what? Remember the water in the ashes of the red heifer for what? Huh? Touching the dead body.
Yeah, purification, touching the dead.
Yeah. Well, it's purified the temple.
Because the dead body touched. But remember the ashes of the red heifer? The three waters. Remember what they are? Come on, guys.
Waters of jealousy.
Waters of the cup of jealousy. The cup which is the cup of wrath, which he took for us to cover our adultery. The ashes of the red heifer to cover all the places where we've touched the dead flesh. And now, the sprinkling of the bird, with bird, the wings of the bird, which we'll see in a minute, which covers our leprosy. Which covers us being the living dead. You don't have to know all this stuff. You just have to know it. I mean, don't worry about being able to remember all the little details of the ceremonies and stuff. If you want to, you can go. That's why we've got tapes. That's why we've got notes. You can go, and it's like your own private library where you can, if you don't feel like reading, you can listen to it.
But you're saying that we will experience, like, know all this stuff in every dimension.
Well, you
that's
are
the only way
knowing
that
it.
It's communicated.
Right. Although, because the only reason all this stuff exists is so you can discern soul from spirit. Okay? And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day and on the seventh day. And on the seventh day he shall purify himself and wash the clothes, his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be clean at even. But the man that shall be unclean and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of separation hath not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean. It shall be a perpetual statute. Etc., etc. Now, the Aramaic translation of the word leprosy is segviru. It means the shutting up. It indicates a shutting up both above and below. The doors are shut in heaven and in earth. Because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. Understand? Now, He defiles, according to the Zohar, he defiles because divine presence departs from there, the place of the shutting up, and the mighty serpent takes up his abode there and casts the filth of the world and causes the defilement into that place. The mighty serpent takes up the residence wherever there's the shutting up. Now in the town, I mean in the Zohar it says the plague is called white reddish in the forehead. Remember, we don't want this is the one we I mean we don't want any of it. Except it has to start somewhere, and it starts in the forehead. And then, I mean, it's all, I mean, we want to see where up totally. But anyway, the plague is called white reddish in the forehead in Leviticus 13:42. It is still a plague if the white is visible and the red has not disappeared totally. When the whole becomes bright white, then mercy is present and the judgment departs. The Shekinah glory is present and the serpent departs. Now, remember I talked to you last time about Elohim. That whenever the word Elohim is used, it's the name of God in the judgment seat. That's why the sacrifices of Elohim are the broken and contrite spirit. The sacrifices to avert the shutting up. That's why Christ said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Verse in Psalm 65, verse 2. Somebody read Psalm 65, 1 and 2.
Psalm
65. Peter, yeah.
Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall a vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come.
Okay, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Now again, we're not talking about the flesh of the world. The word is, it's the flesh that's shown in leprosy. When the body is in the pain, it's caused by that leprosy. Mm-hmm. Then you come. Mm-hmm. Understand? The word flesh is going to take on a whole new meaning for you when you read the Old and New Testaments from now on.
Clean sure does.
Clean is a whole new meaning. Leviticus says that if there be a plague of leprosy in a man, he shall be brought unto the priest. The Zohar said the plague means the stern judgment. Leprosy means the shutting from the earth, the supernal light and goodness. Priest means one who is qualified to open what has been shut and to shut what has been opened. One who is qualified to kindle the lights, one who's qualified to say the blessings that spread through that man, both above and below, and the plague be removed and mercy shed upon all. That's why it's important that you be given the keys to shut and open.
Did anybody ever heal a leper?
Oh yeah, we're
going to
talk about this.
Yeah.
This stuff is all just really making sense because what happened the first couple of days of vacation is Judy and I were just not together at all. We weren't fighting or anything, but we were separated by our own thoughts and our own head trips that we weren't sharing with each other. And we were just smiling and going on about our business for the first 2 days. And then finally, the third day, we started opening up. And it was like just the first couple days, there was such everything you're reading, such raw flesh, such weirdness internally, but it was inside, it wasn't outside. There was a lot of hypocrisy, at least in me. And then finally, when we got honest with each other and just started saying all our stuff, of course everything turned. But it's like, this being read makes all of that make sense. And without that happening, I couldn't have heard this. And I know what you're talking about. It's not a theory.
Man.
Big time real stuff.
You ready to cleanse the lepers?
Which is by saying, be ready to see your own leprosy fully.
You understand what leprosy means? It means that you're in a state of total and abject and complete rebellion to God. Not only that, by yourself, you are incapable of being in any other position. I don't think you know that you've got leprosy. You think you're going to get it right tomorrow. I think that's your secret thoughts. If this and this happens, then I'll get it right. Then I won't be in a state of rebellion. What you really think?
I think what I...
If you've ever been honest, be it now.
Is that it's not... When I see it, that it's not supposed to be that way. That, you know...
Then you don't know you have lepers.
Right. And it's like, that's the thing that's been hitting me lately, is that it is supposed to be that way. And that it's supposed to totally be that way.
But it's not just supposed to be that way. You have to see that way as odious, as an anathema to God.
I see it every once in a while it's odious to me, and most of the time I want to revenge it. But there's, like, every once in a while I see that there's a see that I like
to,
there's something in me that likes to dwell on it.
Well,
it's the idea.
You want somebody else to revenge it for me. I mean, it's the idea of even bringing it. That, I mean, I've been asked to see the weirdness. No, you know, if anybody like me in here, nobody wants to. I mean, because of the way the thing has happened for 10 years,
12.
Wait on, or 12 years, wait on you.
Well,
or maybe our spouse to say, okay, what's wrong? And not, there's no willingness, no fear of hiding it. There's no fear of withholding the knowledge of leprosy from anybody else, even as we know what we know about it. I mean, if, don't even call it leprosy, just call it withholding. We want somebody else to...
How about calling it hate?
Hate. I mean, on any one of those levels. I mean, there's no... Most of us would rather... Unless we can control the situation somehow, or if it's... You know, maybe I could go tell Joyce-Anne if I felt weird.
Defer to experts.
Defer to experts, or... Well, no. I don't know if it's even deferring to experts. Maybe it's deferring to people you think you can, that'll take your shit, you know? It's a lot different than going to, say, you. You know, or even or as a group, as you know, as a congregation, even. Bring it before the body. There's nobody wants to do that. At least I've seen that. That in me, and I'm waiting for somebody else to say what's going on. And every once in a while, I've had that, you know, I wonder, maybe I'm not supposed to wait on that anymore. You know, and it, but it's not verified.
Good point.
You know, it's not, or there's no, you know, there's the fear of it, or whatever, you know, the stimulus for one isn't outweighed by the other thing that makes it.
It's a still small voice that's speaking.
Yeah.
We want it to speak up.
You said it gets quieter and quieter.
Yeah.
But not really.
You're not going to yell. Yeah, just preaching last night to our Bible study, the idea of you're part of a body, that your life is not your own. And we say it and say it, and then we keep it to ourselves, keep our lives to ourselves.
I think it's like we study the sacrifices, and you said, we needed to complete stuff on leprosy. You said the temple, the tabernacle can be studied like a seminar, but the leprosy has to be in a body.
Experienced.
And, you know, it's like in the sacrifices, I've seen Christ's perfection. But I you know, tonight I had this thing of knowing there's something going on about the cleansing, that it has to be more than just, you know, seeing or me or, you know. But I don't know what it is. I don't understand in my understanding what, why that, you know, from what you said, I haven't gotten that connection in my head. I have it in kind of in my gut that it's has to be that way. But I don't understand from the elements that we studied this far, it's not, I don't see the picture of it.
Do you truly understand? Do you agree, let me put it that way, that leprosy is intimately and directly connected to rebellion?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All of your lives, now we're talking Molech level now, you have been taught at the emotional level and the intellectual level that rebellion was when you stood up to somebody, or you disagreed with somebody, or all of the things that you disobeyed somebody, or you smoked pot, or you jacked off or something. I mean, when they told you not. Any one of a number of things that had to do with your performance. Mm-hmm. Rebellion is intimately connected to performance in your minds. You got it? Mm-hmm. If you could crystallize what we've taught for 12 years, you must know by now that rebellion is holding in something that's there. It has nothing to do with what you have ever heard about rebellion. That's why rebellion is exactly the same as witchcraft. It is the same.
to hold in, to wait for someone to call you out, is sitting in a cauldron with making a brew or casting augury or any of the other phenomenon of witchcraft.
Yeah, because you wanted something magic to happen. See.
First of all, it means that you have no understanding of what redeeming the time means. All you're doing is casting lots and augury for your future. You might as well go directly to, you might as well play Nancy Reagan and go directly to the astrologer. Forget me, you're not going to get it here. Submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of God is presenting what's there. It doesn't matter what it is. You, for 12 years I've taught you that. You still don't get it. You still think that what's there has to be figured out before it's said, or it has to be painted, or it has to be molded right, or it has to be couched in the right terms, or it has to be said in such a way in which Ole's not going to put me in a hot seat, or it has to be said in such a way in which I'm not going to offend. All of the other Gentile mind things. Now, tonight, this night, I am telling you that any time from this point forward that you don't explode what's in there every minute, you are in a state of rebellion, and you might as well go on the mountaintop and begin your course in witchcraft. Now, that's what leprosy means at the gut level. There's no more excuse for your mind talk.
I want to ask you a question based on this thing. If you mean I know we all agree in this thing of about this leprosy being withholding and the fact that we have to experience. And you have to tell me, you know, if you've been in this, you know this place of what of the thing that withholding does. What went on within you when you saw yourself withholding? And you, because, I mean, you had to withhold in order to see yourself totally leprous. You had to withhold totally, completely, in order to see yourself leprous, right? What happened at that point? I mean, maybe that's part of this thing of, you know, what is it that, you know, from, I mean, you went through this obviously with us, where you saw the withholding totally in order to know the full effect of what leprosy means. You know, what was the phenomenon of seeing yourself in that place?
Well, this is what I was going to talk to you about before. The phenomenon was, is that, and still is that I can't go anymore. I can't continue any longer without you being in a position to minister to me. That's the gut level. That's the bottom line. I am dead without you understanding and seeing and reaching this position. That's the bottom line. All an apostle is someone who, that by the grace of God, has delayed, has by his strength of personality or weirdness or whatever it is, can delay for a time, can wait for you.
know you're telling the truth.
That's all an apostle is. That's why when I talk to you about apostle and prophet and evangelist, pastor and teacher, it's not any big deal. It just means that I can wait for you a while. I still need the same cleansing. I still need the same process. I still need that, but I have to have someone I can go to. I've had no one to go to. Do you understand?
Yes.
I can't go any longer. I almost didn't make it under the rod. That's what it means.
You know, I kept thinking that it would be in a position of anything else than weakness or open shame, or that it would be some other phenomena would take place that, at least towards you, certainly towards anybody else, but I would think that it was, you know, because you've said these things before, and I would know that there were areas where, you know, you couldn't do anything else. But I've kept thinking that, you know, it would come to a place when I would get strong. That's how I could come, and that you'd get some kind of respect, and then I could minister. And just talking right then when you're saying that, you know, I know that that's never going to be that way.
Does everybody understand this tonight?
It's pretty neat.
I have in the last week, probably, or more, things have been so ordered that it's like I lay awake at night going through the whole thing of seeing the mind gyrations and the talking and all the attempted control and manipulation, you know, to receive what I want, esteem or otherwise. It's like it's been nothing but the whole week of seeing that. Every time I turn around, I see another area, you know, and it's becoming totally odious. And each time in my mind, I'm physically, mentally running to the mercy seat. I have nothing else to do but, you know, it's just, all I can do is cry out the mercy seat. In that position.
There was this thing on Star Trek the other night, on the movements. They had this thing that was totally black and yucky. And it was, these aliens had landed on this planet. Point to this.
Black yucky thing.
Yeah. And they had shed all their evilness onto this one point. You know, and so they were able to leave. But they left this guy all alone on this planet. It was just like a leprosy of the forehead or something. And this thing was totally black, and it was a big slime ball in there, you know, and kind of. And then every now and then he'd come up and talk to the, you know, people. He was trying to get somebody to stay down there with him. Yeah, that's what I feel like. I feel
slime ball.
A little slime all over here. And stuff. I need to be cleansed.
The sacrifices of Elohim. Anyway, think on these things. You're not ready to be cleansed yet.
No, I don't think so until there's, you know, fear. You know, if we see, you know, if there's some deal going on and fear isn't outweighed by the desire to be openness, we're not ready. You know, it's a fortunate thing for us that time tarries, or that there's a test among us for that place because it...
Remember that. There are six things which the Lord hateth, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked thoughts, or thoughts which are wicked, feet swift in running to evil, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. All these are simply a way of describing personality of rebellion and the fruit of it, and all these are punished by leprosy. Each one of you are totally and completely, each one of us are totally and completely guilty. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked thoughts, feet swift in running to evil, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren.
I have one last question. That is, you know, I know that, you know, for us there's no other course but through this thing. Is that for every believer through the same understanding?
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't have to know all the words.
No.
They have to. Yeah. There's no such thing as, you know, I remember one time one of these jokers. It was a long time ago in 73 on the radio program, and I think it was somebody like Kenneth Hagin or somebody like that that I was interviewing. And he said, well, there's a difference between just Christians and disciples. You know, because the disciples have to go through all this, but the Christians, they just
hang around.
Hey. Yeah, they're hanging around in Egypt. Yeah, there's no leprosy in Egypt. They're totally leprosy. Can't see it because the scales are on their eyes.
Well, what's interesting is these days where I was reading some reference to the fact that, you know, they accused the Jews of originating leprosy.
Oh, I know. That's one of the reasons that they said they got kicked out. There was a leper colony of 80,000 Jews, supposedly Egyptian historian, I can't remember his name. And one of the revisionist history is the reason the Jews were expelled was because they were afraid. Well, first of all, it's two reasons. One is that to the Egyptian god system, the sheep was an unclean animal.
Sure.
And leprosy. Think on these things. I think we ought to have a carpet licking night. That might be what's required. Carpet licking seminar.
We don't have any carpets to lick. We only have floor
lick. Everybody gets a little piece of carpet.
We lick plenty of carpets
every day.
Everybody, at least understand a little
bit.
Everybody
fucked.
Anybody have anything else?
I'm trying to get rid of us.
Well, I mean, I think we've reached a point that there has to be some seeing. You know, do some real hard preaching and make you feel leprous for about 3 seconds, but that's not what's needed here. You have to see and come and say, present yourself.
Well, I mean, we're doing that, right? You know? It's up to you to check it out, and I'm sure that I am. So it's really on you.
That's why I'm saying. That's
logically,
you need to see more.
Yeah.
Take it, big guy.
You ever notice that banana studies the mysteries of the universe and we study how